originally everything was brought from the quarries, you know, down to the railroad, because I mean everything went out via railroad, so everything was brought down by teamsters.
To get marble down from some of these quarries, it was hard work because the teamsters would have had horse or oxen, but you've got this 5,000 pound to 5-ton block of marble on the back of a wooden wagon with a team of horses or oxen going down, breaking it, you know, making sure it doesn't get away, going down. It's amazing more blocks of marble didn't get away.
And it was brutal work. I mean, you got to think, they went there in the summer, so think about how hot it is to stand outside right now. Imagine being down in a hole that's all white with the sun reflecting, you know, and then they had to wear clothes because they got, you know, those channelers are blasting off, you know, marble chips and dust. And they actually had problems just like they do down in the Virginias and with black lung, with coal. They got marble lung because from inhale, because they didn't wear masks, they wore some stuff over their face, but they had problems with marble dust getting in their lungs. And this is all steam blowing off because everything was steam channelers. And, you know, I can just imagine the burns these guys got.
People, when they first moved here, they couldn't commute far, so they lived in shacks, basically up on the roads leading to the quarries. Sometimes they built foundations, sometimes not. But if you imagine 100 years ago, 110 years ago when they were most active, 120 years ago, most of the trees that you see here now weren't here. It was all grazing land for cattle. And so sounds would have traveled a lot further. So you've got all these active quarries. They would be loud. I am sure you'd be able to hear them here in the village. So they would be a part of everyday life.